You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Frank in Indiana, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, long time. I need a gin and tonic and a Jaeger bomb.
Can we get him a gin and juice over there, Mafia, and a little Jager Slager? Shake it.
Yeah, what's up, Ben? Not a Notre Dame fan at all, but I love where the kids went. They're stud linebacker. They're stud linemen. I'm a long-time Dallas Cowboy fan, a long-time listener, first-time caller. Why did we not pick up Calvin Ridley? And if we're not, I know we need a linebacker, too, because Sean Lee's as brittle as Bradford. But the dude from Boise State, there was a whole lot more linebacker talent.
I actually disagree. I think that most people that, you know, laughed at it and booed and walked out of the draft, because that's what everyone was telling me they were doing. They were so mad at the pick, right, that people were walking out. Like, here's a little newsflash for you. They don't care if you leave. They don't care if you walk out. And they also don't care if you think you know more than them about drafting talent and players. Let me tell you something. This kid, Van Der Esch, could play football. He was a really good player at Boise State. And he's big. He's a huge guy, 6'4", 260, whatever. And he'll only get bigger and stronger when he plays in the NFL. And I actually think that you can say whatever you want about this kid, but he played in tons of big games because they're always good. Is Boise State not always good? I mean, they just are constantly playing in big games and in bowl games. And that guy was a stud. They think a lot of people, you know, insiders and scouts and the like, think that he'll go immediately into that defense and start making plays. So you guys want the star and the flash and the Michael Irvins. I get it. And the Emmett Smiths, those are the picks you want, the Troy Aikmans. And this is not flashy enough for you guys. So I would recommend drinking more booze and going to bed. Because you'll never be happy. Because you didn't get a celebrity pick. You know, a Deion Sanders type player. You didn't get that. You got a really good defensive linebacker that's big, that's going to make plays. The guy goes side to side and makes plays. That's all I remember. He's big, he's fast, and he makes plays. And he tackles. He's like, you know, Sean Lee plays the same way. And the difference is with Sean Lee, Sean Lee's a great defender, great play, tackle maker. He just makes plays. But the problem with Sean is he's like peanut brittle. He gets injured when the wind blows. So they got this kid now that'll be young and healthier and have less damage on his body. Is that about right?
Made of glass. I mean, it's just that simple.
Sean is?
Never healthy.
Never healthy. So we'll see if this kid can show some health for 5 or 6 years. Because, I mean, you play in the NFL, you get your dings, believe me, you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.